of lechem oni. That the Gemara derives from the drasha lechem oni, not in the sense of a poor man's bread, but lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe, lechem that you speak about. You're supposed to say the words of the Seder in the presence of the matzah. The matzah is supposed to be on the table when you're saying over the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is also derived from lechem oni. So the matzah, in fact, that this is the reason why we go out of our way to uncover the matzah at the, during the bulk of the time of saying the Haggadah, as a fulfillment of the din of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. He's supposed to say the matzah, he's supposed to say the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, specifically in the context of matzah, by having the matzah exposed on the table. That's the fulfillment of this din of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim. What does the phrase mean, she'onim alav dvarim harbe? So Rashi in Maseches Pesachim writes that she'onim alav es ha'hagadah ve'gorim alav es ha'halel. Rashi seems to say that what has to be said, the dvarim harbe that has to be said in the context of the matzah, is that you have to say the Haggadah, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be said in the presence of the matzah, and then you have to say the entire halal, gomer mitzvah halal, in the presence of the matzah as well. According to Rashi, the gomer mitzvah halal doesn't take place till the end of the Seder. You don't finish the halal till after benching. So there are many people who clear the table at that point, so there's no matzah on the table anymore. So according to Rashi, that's not correct. There are many who have the practice to fulfill Shittas Rashi, to leave some of the matzah, at least one piece of matzah, on the table for the duration of the Seder, even after benching, in order to at least say the and complete the halal on the matzah as a fulfillment of lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. And the Meiri says not that way. The Meiri writes that as long as you say the Haggadah and you say the beginning of halal, the two parts of halal that we say before we actually say melti matzah, that's good enough. That's also a fulfillment of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. You got the Haggadah, the tchilas halal, that's also acceptable. So those people who don't follow the chumrah of Rashi, don't follow the minhag of leaving the matzah on the table till after the Seder is over, those who clear off the matzah immediately, the benching comes, so there's no matzah left on the table, so perhaps they're following the opinion of the Meiri that you were yaitzeh the din of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Stamma, according to Rashi Shita, that the idea of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe means the whole Haggadah and the entire Hallel. So maybe it would be a good idea to leave the matzah on the table even after you finish, because you try to stay up as late as we can Pesach night to be marbil l'sapri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the more that you speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more halachas that you speak, the more story that you speak, whatever you marbil l'sapri b'chus haPesach or b'sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, is all a kiyum of igadah l'bimcha. So according to this idea that the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be in the context of the matzah, so maybe the appropriate thing to do is to leave matzah on the table for even after the Seder is off, as long as you're still talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's more of a kiyum of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So again, there are three different halachas that are derived from this phrase of lechem oni. One is the din of prusa, which is the makor for doing yachatz, the breaking the matzah. The second is the fact that it has to be lechem oni in contrast to matzah ashira, that it can't be made mixed with either fruit juice or other specific types of fruit juices. And the third din is lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So two out of these three halachas, are we begin this fulfillment at the time of Yachatz, that we break the matzah, so we fulfill the din of lechem oni, and then of the prusa, madarka she'onim b'prusa, and then at this point we also begin the fulfillment of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe, because at this point, as soon as we say Yachatz, as soon as we take the piece of matzah and we leave it sitting on the table, then we begin the halach ma'anya, and we start the manishtan, and the avodah ma'inu, and we begin the mitzvah of ma'agid, we begin the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the context of the matzah. So that's the fulfillment of the din of lechem she'onim dvarim harbe. So the point of Yachatz is critical to say that this is when we fulfill this pasuk in Chumash with the different drashas that Chazal had on it. This is the time when one fulfills the din of lechem oni, all the different aspects of lechem oni. We know that Yachatz, when we break the matzah in half, so we put aside the larger half. If it's cell phone, it's hidden away, it's put aside, that's going to be in for the Afikomen. So this idea that we take the matzah of the Afikomen and we put it aside, we hide it aside, so this may have a halachic basis as well, that there is a machlokes harishonim, what the purpose of eating Afikomen, and this is going to depend upon how one views the mitzvah achilas matzah to Seder, but there are some rishonim at least to maintain that the mitzvah achilas matzah already was completed at Motzi Matzah. The fact that you eat afikomen, even kazayis at the end of the meal, that's a zechet to Korban Pesach. Since the Korban Pesach was eaten al ha-sova, was eaten at the end of the meal, so too the so too the matzah is eaten as a zecher to the Korban Pesach. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik suggested that if this is true, that Achilas Afikoman, which is in effect the piece that's broken off at Yachatz, that's set aside for Tzofun, if this is supposed to be like a zecher to Korban Pesach, so we have to try to make it as similar to Korban Pesach as possible. As we mentioned before, that we have many dinim and many minhagim at the Seder to try to reenact the zecher l'mikdash, the zecher l'korban pesach, as best as we can. So perhaps the notion of taking them out and putting it in a safe place, it's also a throwback to the days of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in the second Berakhah Masechta Pesachim tells us that when you have meat of korbanos, so one has to be careful that it doesn't become tameh, and one has to be careful, the Gemara says, there's a din that's called Hesach Hadas, that if you just take meat of a korban and just leave it lying around, nobody's watching it, so then that meat becomes puzzle. The question in the Gemara, is it puzzle because we're really afraid that maybe it became tummy, or even if it probably didn't become tummy, just the mere fact that it was left aside without anybody watching it, that in and of itself is problematic, that's considered to be a puzzle, or the countryman of Solim Behesach Hadas. So Reb Chaim suggests that, in effect, if one is treating the Tzofun, the piece of matzah that we break aside at Yachatz, as being a Zeichel Korban Pesach, so one should try to be careful not to be Nifsal Besach Hadas. We shouldn't just take the piece of matzah and throw it around somewhere, leave it around somewhere where everybody could potentially touch it, so it's going to become tummy, even though it's tummy already, but still we want to be Zeichel Mikdash as much as we can. So one should be careful to put it aside, set it aside in a safe place. So therefore Reb Chaim said that the correct thing really to do with the Afikoman is to hide it, not to hide it in such a way that I hide it and you find it, then I find it, you find it, goes around from 100 people. That's the antithesis of it. That's the antithesis of what Tzofen is supposed to be. That's Mamash Hashadat, that it's a free-for-all. But rather, Reb Chaim said that perhaps the more correct minig is that it's hidden away in a good, safe place, that nobody finds it. Whether that's exactly what the minig Yisrael is highly questionable, but at least according to Reb Chaim's Lamdas, that the idea of Tzofen, the idea of taking the Afikoman and then putting it set aside in a special place, that nobody touches it, so that it's a throwback to the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is assuming this idea, like the Rosh Hashit, like other Rishonim will say, that the whole Achilas HaFikoman is in effect a throwback to the Beis HaMikdash, because the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah one really fulfills at the beginning of the Seder. So, upon him, this idea of Yachatz, even though it's a fairly simple procedure, just breaking the Matzah in half, there are some very important kiyumim that are taking place, that it's a kiyum of Lechem Oni of Ma'oni Darka Beprusa, which sets up the whole potential issue as to how many matzahs to use in Pesach night. It's also begins the kiyum of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe in the proper context, how to fulfill this mitzvah properly according to the different shitas, and then the potential idea that one is supposed to treat the tzof and the afikoman as a zeichel mikdash, which would, according to Reb Chaim at least, would require one to put it into a makom shmira in a place where dafka does not become subject to hesach hadas.